What's new, Barry?
What's new? I'm back. I'm glad I'm
That's
back.
new.
I'm all over the place, so it's good to be back. Any event, Crystal, what are you going to be talking about today?
Going to be talking about SGE.
And you, Greg Finn?
We've got more insights, goals, and control coming to PMax.
And how about you, Morty?
AI will not be the end of us.
Good one. And I'll be talking about the MART core update finishing after it was finished. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's not new.
It's
That's
not new.
really
It's
not
super
new.
That's April 19th stuff.
I know, but we got to talk about it.
Okay, so I am talking about an article that was reported by Barry Schwartz, which says that the Google SGE AI Overview now has a new title, which is AI Answer. And essentially, this means that when people are looking at Google, if there is a response that comes from the SGE, it will say AI Answer. This replaces AI Overviews. And yeah, it's still a little bit experimental at the moment, but I think it's really interesting. It's an interesting development because I think it's much more accessible for people in terms of labeling. I also think that they should include it on some of the other AI generated content, essentially. So when we think about things like featured snippets and stuff, sometimes those are AI generated. I think it would be worth tagging that as well because I think that people need more transparency in terms of the SERP and in terms of the kinds of information that they're getting online. So yeah, I thought that was
Yeah, I think
interesting.
I've seen Google start labels some additional stuff with AI, whatever. I guess calling it AI overview or AI overall is experimental is not as cool as just saying this is the AI answer.
Can we get an unreliable label for the Reddit results?
That's what it was. It was like, this is experimental. Now it's no longer experimental. This is the AI answer, and that's it.
Yeah, it is strange to label it as like the solution type instead of the disclaimers.
I think it's interesting, and I think also goes into another interesting bit of data that was published by the team from Stat. So they have been tracking the SGE for a little while, and they published their latest report on that. They're saying that that as of 2023, they were saying that they've got some really great data. A couple of standout points for me in 2023 when they looked at it, it said that there were 13% of the SERPs had no SGE, and now only 8% of the SERPs have no SGE. So I thought that was really interesting. My favorite part of the report was where they have a section called "Same, Same, But Different." And basically, they were saying that when they look at SGE responses, that actually most of the time they're just rehashing what's on the SERP below. So they're essentially taking a lot of what's below the SERP and putting it into the SGE. So for places, they were finding that you know they've got the same that they're essentially the same pieces of content. So like for places, it was 48% of the SGE is pretty much the same as the regular SERP. And they were finding that this is the same across PAAs, images, top stories as well. So there's some really, really interesting data there if you're interested in the developments of the SGE.
Very good. That's good. So that's some good data. And with that, I think we have some news on PMax.
Yeah, so there's some new features coming to Google Ads Performance Max campaigns. Some of these are in beta, so you might have talked to your rep to try to get in, but there's a new customer value mode for purchase conversion goals that's out there. And that's a beta currently. And there is customer retention goal. So you can try to win back lapsed customers with that. And then from a reporting side, in the Audience Insights report, there's going to be detailed demographics, so like age and gender groups you'll be able to see, and then better budget pacing insights, which is kind of a heck show with PMax, is you never really it can be a little bit wild. And then lastly, something that a lot of folks are looking for is the account level IP address exclusions are now supported by PMax. And it's one of those things we've seen. I just saw a review from Marcus Brownlee about a lot of these products kind of like shipping now and being built along the way. You know, PMax is being built along the way. It hasn't been great when it started, and now we use PMax in all of our accounts. So good to see more of this build out of PMax from Google. And then Barry, I know in your article you had said there wasn't an update for a while, probably likely around some of the GML stuff or Google Marketing Live, which is coming. But there also have been improvements. Remember the demand gen and AI images, and they just released new PMax image sizes and things like that. So I think they've just been a little quiet, but they're still been releasing things along the way.
Yeah, I find it interesting that they just announced this. Like, why don't they just wait a few more weeks and do the big, you know, Google Marketing Live thing, because they held out so long. But I don't know. I mean, I wonder what's going on through their mind about when to announce stuff on that page specifically. They could announce other things on that page that they haven't, which I'm not sure. I blame Ginny, I guess.
She doesn't need any more blame.
They could have also announced the end of the core update, but
no, we're not talking about that. But we might as well, since you brought it up. So good transition there, segue. Yeah, so which is interesting is this is kind of old news by now, because two reasons. One is it happened on Friday, but I was offline for the past Monday, Tuesday, so we didn't record it. That being said, the Google March 2024 core update is finished as of April 19th, a week ago from when they announced that it was ended. And I'm not sure why. Everybody's speculating. What is going on? Google's not telling us why they didn't tell us. I don't think John knew, because he was like talking about it on stage like it was still rolling out. Maybe Danny was on vacation, and when he came back, he's like, what's going on? And they said, well, it's done. There's a lot of this stuff with these big companies where, like, yeah, the engineer is doing something and they just don't know what's going on. People are speculating it has to do with the earnings call, that Google wouldn't say the March core update is done because of the earnings call. I think that's absolutely ridiculous, because nobody cares on the earnings calls what's going on with the algorithm. It's all about anything but Google search. It's about AI. It's about ads. It's about, not to say ads is not search, but it's not core search. It's about, you know, how many people are installing Pixel devices and all that other stuff. It's like, and their main bread and butter is search, which drives me insane that nobody really cares about search. That being said, it's done. It seems like nobody recovered from the September helpful content update, which is really, really sad. I call it soul crushing. And I know, Morty, you've been doing some data on that, which I haven't read yet, but I look forward to seeing that soon.
I'm looking forward to having you read it.
I like how, Barry, you had another bloody logo for your AI generated image in this one. And I think this one is definitely deserved.
I'm going to write a story tomorrow. John Mule actually just commented somewhat on the helpful content update and the March core update and why nobody recovered. Not really why, but his, you know, short comment about that type of stuff.
People in Traffic Think Tank were like, is this a divorce? Like, is Google like divorcing us? Like, they're not telling us things anymore?
I find it wild, because it went on for so long. It was like 45 days long. And, you know, I think it's really surprising that they didn't say anything. Some people were saying that they were waiting until after Brighton SEO. That was one of the theories. So I think it's interesting. But yeah, I think I agree. I'm not sure that it has to do with the earnings call. But like, it's really useful for people to know when it's finished, so that we can be like, pick up the pieces and get back to what we're doing instead of waiting until the things get sorted.
The thing for the earnings call is like, if it's the earnings call that did it, why wouldn't you announce it? Why don't you? We have reduced the number of unhelpful results by 45%. It's only good for the earnings call.
Yeah. I mean, Google has told us a couple days, I think 2 or 3 days before, after the actual update was finished, that was finished. They were delayed by 2 or 3 days before historically. This was a long time. And I think it has to do with just people not asking the question to the right people at the right time. But I know people like to, you know, make up reasons for why it might be. And Google should tell us, you know, our bad. You know, we just, you know, we messed up. But they're not going to do that. No.
I felt like the email was sent. It was in draft.
Right. But if you want, you could go ahead and, you know, fill out a form and tell Google how they messed up. But you can only do one. You can only tell them one time. Unless you want to make a bunch of Gmail accounts and send it for each Gmail account. You can only do it once.
Just put in your best complaint, Barry. Your best complaint.
That's what John Mueller said. Show us your best example. And then Google didn't release a new document, updated their document on debugging search traffic drops, which is useful to read. But yeah, I really hope none of you guys listen to this got hit by this September core helpful content update, because who knows when you're going to ever recover. On that, is SEO or Google search dead, Morty?
Yes, it is. End of story. No, it's not. Yeah, go home, Barry. Wait, you might be already at home. So there was a study a while ago from Gartner, which is not new, saying that search is going to go down. Search usage is going to go down by 25%. Rand Fishkin put a tweet out quoting a Datto study saying, well, not so fast. In a nutshell, what the study kind of runs through is that a lot of the uptick in, say, OpenAI interest and Bing's AI interest kind of tapered off. So it was really hot for a while, but interest kind of tapered off. Even people using or saying that they're using it kind of tapered off as well. So it seems like this whole idea that the AI is going to replace search engines might kind of just be a little bit of a fad. And the point I would really, the reason why I wanted to actually cover the story, because at the end of the article, it makes a point that people are going to want to explore things. This is a conversation I had with Garrett Sussman recently. I think personally, and what do I know, that the human nature is to explore things. You want to be able to explore and see things and run through things and touch content. AI might be a great facilitator of that. And I think that's what Sundar himself called it. Like SGE is a facilitator. SGE and all the other AI stuff might be able to help you find the content. But if you're exploring, you have interest in something, you're going to want to actually dive into it at a certain point. So I think there's always going to be room for a facilitator, which a search engine is infinitely better at than a pure AI output, like, you know, OpenAI kind of thing.
I was going to say, I think it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, because I think sometimes I found SGE, I found Bard, Gemini, Copilot, et cetera. I found them really useful when I don't know exactly what I'm searching for. So in that facilitating point where you're trying to figure out, like, what is the thing that I'm actually looking for, that they can help you figure out something that will actually make it useful for you to be able to search in the first place, which I think is interesting. So I think it'll be interesting to see how users change as it becomes more regular as well.
And I'm wondering, like, where does, like, Perplexity fall into this? Because that's like half search, half AI, you know?
But yeah, half of nothing is nothing.
I've been impressed. I thought it was something to sleep on, honestly. But like the citations that they give, to Morty's point, they have citations on everything. If you type in like NFL draft, like who got drafted, there are citations everywhere. You can go look at this pick right to the you know, city newspaper. It's awesome.
That's the thing. Like, it's how easy they make it to be able to go to the actual thing. Like, because you go to, it's, you know what it's like. It's like the end of Return of the Jedi when like Darth Vader takes off his helmet. It's like, let me see with my own eyes. You want to see the thing with your own eyes. You don't want to see it through the Darth Vader helmet thing. So how easy does the AI make it that you can actually go and see the thing with your own eyes?
Yeah, and I'm not super up on Star Trek, but I think I got like the same exact feeling as Morty there. Like, I want to know. I don't just want an answer from a computer. I just need to trust but verify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. On that, we should end this. Thank you for your references. I appreciate it, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. I hope. See you guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.